Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for bearing with us. We've had some equipment problems, had a roof leak and the ceiling fall down in our sanctuary and some other exciting stuff here. We soldier on by God's grace. Tonight, we are honored to hear from our own beloved El Moria, who comes to encourage us to be involved in our local government. Very timely topic for the 4th of July and celebrating our independence. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. And ask any questions and share any insights and experiences you've had. And give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, and or join us in prayer if you're able to do so. I will now read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I would like to invite everyone to read the prayer that came with your snail mail or your email letter for the class tonight. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved El Moria, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we're going to listen to our song for tonight, which is song number 35 in the Heart Center songbook, Hail to the Chief. You should have received the song by snail mail or email. And as we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. So go ahead and play the song now, please, Philip. Thank you.
You're muted.
Okay, now we're going to hear our heart stream from beloved El Moria. Be involved in your local government. This was originally given on September 16th, 22. So about 9 months ago, last fall, right before the midterm elections in the United States. Go ahead, Philip.
I'd like to dovetail just a little bit on this, the master word, to speak about government at the local level, because most of us are observing what's going on through the news media of our national government and how we see it as pretty corrupt. You may have seen the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart and how he has all these great intentions and he starts speaking up about things, and then I think it was the senator from his own state basically tried to blackmail him, right? So he gets depressed because, you know, he has to make a choice whether to stand for truth or be compromised, because a lot of the people in the Senate or in the Congress were compromised, and he ends up being victorious, I believe, in the movie. But it shows the nature of the swamp, what many now call the swamp, which is D.C. And so we, of course, look to that as influencing our entire nation.
I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the movie that El Moria mentioned, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. You know, this was made in 1939, 84 years ago. That's a long time ago. And in some ways, not much has changed in Congress in 84 years. At the time this movie was released, the press criticized Frank Capra, the director of this film, and they called this film un-American because it criticized our Congress and showed the reality of what things are like rather than a sugar-coated version of what people would like to believe, you know, that everybody's honest and full of integrity and all that. Anyway, El Moria is letting us know that the swamp was deep even back then and even more so now. Okay, go ahead with the
part. Barbara?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't hear that very well. Could it be louder? His speech is unintelligible.
What, the recording?
The recording. Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear that, Philip? He's going to try to get up. We're using some alternative equipment because our mixer got fried out. It got water on it in that storm last weekend, and it fried out our mixer. So we're jury-rigging what we have and limping along as best we can. But he'll try to make it a little louder if he can, but no guarantees. Go ahead, Mr. Phil.
However, it says that we have a lot more power to influence events locally besides our vote at the national level and contacting our congressmen, our national congressmen, and our national senators. We have our local congressmen and local senators for our states, and we have our cities' governments. And early on in the formation of the United States, things were more local because there was not an entire country established, you know, in the colonies. There was each colony, there were representatives, and they came together to form the Union. Yet what was going on in the individual states was interesting, and whether it was Massachusetts or Rhode Island or Delaware or wherever, Virginia, they each had their ways of thinking. They may have each been more representative of a certain religion. For instance, the Catholics in Pennsylvania or Massachusetts and other denominations in other states. Montana, you, where you live, can get involved locally to let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. Attend meetings. Speak up in local issues in your village or city that impact you. And it's the squeaky voice that gets the oil, right? So if you show up at meetings and you speak up and you do your research and you act forthrightly based on divine principles and truth and understandings of how things work and how the local issues are impacting businesses and people in their homes and their properties, etc. This is where the rubber meets the road for many of us. And Will and I have been involved lately in some of the local government meetings because the city of Livingston is trying to annex in the donut area around Livingston properties so that they can have more of a tax base. And if the city grows to a certain level of population, they get more funding from the state or the federal government. The states get it from the federal government, and the local cities, I believe, get it from the states. So we don't desire to have certain city services, and so we are pushing back. You may have to speak up locally about things that you see that you don't feel are appropriate. Let's say a homeless problem, if you're in Los Angeles or San Francisco or other cities. Are they dealing not with just trying to find homes for people, but are they dealing with the drug issue, with the mental health issue? What are they doing and how are they funding it? Or are they enabling drug addicts by what they're doing in some places in California to actually allow them to continue to engage in their addiction? Is that the highest way of dealing with it? You know, this is the approach of some cities and it hasn't worked. So you can assess and look at what's going on locally and see where you desire to influence things, first spiritually, as Sharon just shared with us, where we do our spiritual work, we live in the integrity, the authenticity of our Christ consciousness, we pray about situations, yet also at times you may have to get more involved directly and survey or canvass your potential representatives to find out what they believe, what their stance on issues are, and then vote based on what you know, the truth of what you know and what your principles and values are. So if we act at the local level, it all feeds into the state level, or if you're in Canada, the provincial level, and then the states and the provinces feed into the national or federal level, and ultimately then we impact all that's transpiring. So if we only act on a grand scale at the highest level and we ignore or do not act locally, what happens? There can be the crumbling at the local level of the integrity of our governments and our institutions from right under our feet, even though we are concerned, but we primarily are acting at the national or federal level.
Maria, are you on? Press star 6, Maria.
Okay, here I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are some large cities in the U.S. making government worse?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Hey, I pondered on this question and read the dictation several times, the heart there. And this is my thought on this question. I couldn't really find anything that would give me any answers that I had done before. It just in my heart that, and this is what I came with, that these are my thoughts on this question, on this issue. I feel that this government in itself is corrupt and influence those politicians to run our city, the big city, to follow suit. It's like a monkey see, monkey do thing. It seems to me that the government wants people to believe that large cities are making them look bad. And I think that, I believe that this might be the other way around. I don't know. I welcome any thoughts and on this issue. And I was thinking that that, for example, our government have allowed the major large cities to make laws and rules that are degrading, that really take the freedom of the people away, little by little. The felons and criminals have taken over, and groups of people get away with crimes and all kinds of crimes. There's a lot of drugs out in the streets, homelessness, and the big cities don't know how to handle it, but neither does our government. So it's like the people themselves have to take dominion over this issue, because the policemen have their hands tied behind their backs too. And so it's a major issue. It's not an easy issue to talk about because it's political in its sense. But we have an example, like I have the example of the things that happened in Seattle, in the Seattle area, where a group of people took over an area, and how the mayor in New York City handled COVID, and all the corruption and all the crimes, and Chicago has such a high crime with police being degraded, and so it seems like big, large groups of people that holler the loudest could change things, and the government feel powerless to deal with it. Maybe that's the way that I see it, where government, you know, don't have that power, and it makes them look bad because they don't know what to really do. So it's, like I said, it's a wonderful question, but I was thinking that something the other way around.
Yep.
It's the other way around.
Right.
It's like a...
Well,
so I don't know if that helps anybody to understand this question or not, but this is okay. What I came up with.
Thank you, Maria.
George
Soros, who has buckets of money and has vowed to take America down, has contributed money in many large cities to elect Marxist district attorneys, and they've passed counterproductive legislation in many large cities, like defund the police, and then they act surprised when crime goes up because they're not enforcing any laws because they don't have enough policemen to deal with the level of criminals, and then to have no bail, so they might arrest people, but then they let them right back out again. Wow, what good does that do? And then they go and do it again. So it's a catch and release system. It really is a serious problem when they don't enforce the laws, then the criminals just run rampant. And I know in California they have a law that unless criminals steal more than I believe it's $900 worth of merchandise, they're not to be arrested. You just let them do it. But what does that do? Yeah. That hurts everyone. Then the businesses can't survive because they're not making any money if the criminals can just walk in and take stuff and you can't arrest them.
Yes, it's going like that everywhere.
Crazy. It boggles the mind. Anyway, we're going to go on with hear what El Moria has to say. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara.
Go ahead, Philip.
So I think that what El Moria is sharing with us is that we have more energy and more availability to act at the local level, because when we act authoritatively and powerfully here, it can actually then help our localities, our cities, our towns, our townships, and then our states to be more godly, more in the Christ consciousness, and our states will hopefully improve. I mean, a lot of the states, I don't know that I would want to live in any longer. And I think you probably understand the same thing. Look at the tax base, you know, what they're charging for that state. Speak up about it if you don't like it. Certain states are more maybe what we can call free states, and see where you would like to retire, if you have the ability to, quote, retire, and what area or state you would like to be in order to have the freedom to pursue your spiritual path, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations.
Okay, now we're going to have a question that some states do have more freedoms, and Donna Dregan is going to make some comments on this topic.
Okay, the states that have a rural population generally are great. Population will make the higher in freedom by enacting public policies that maximize human liberties and protect the individual's rights with the classical liberal understanding of the areas that have a great deal of farmland, still farming. Those with availability of choice, including school vouchers, charter schools, homeschooling, tax credits, people who speak up and get involved in their areas. During COVID, if the governor followed Fauci's advice, then the doctors were not allowed to give prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and others the conservative people wanted. We have a very recent example of one of our own heart friends who just this week recovered from COVID. They were isolated by themselves. They had to call Nevada to get medicine sent. They live in Massachusetts. Recently, I read a list given on May 2023 on the internet, the latest list of free states in order of freedom. I'll go up to 28. First, New Hampshire, Florida, Nevada, Tennessee, South Dakota, Indiana, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, Idaho, Missouri, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Dakota, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Montana, Oklahoma, Utah is the 20th, Texas is the 21st, Alabama is the 22nd, Arkansas is the 23rd, Alaska is the 24th, Kentucky the 25th, Wyoming the 26th, Kansas the 27th, South Carolina the 28th. You may question a couple of these and wonder, but it could be because of the migration. New people coming in are changing it. You can find the various freedoms on the internet, including gun control, freedom of speech, governor officials, income tax. We need justice to counteract the many, many things. God bless USA. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Donna. We got our work cut out for us, don't we? Okay, let's go ahead with El Moria's heartstring.
Planning, research, and kind of a deep dive into the details of what is transpiring and what is available and what you can do are important as initiates, because if we just let everything be up to others and we don't speak up or we don't give our decrees on sometimes the minutia of the situations that require a lot of detailed understanding, we can gradually give up our freedoms. And this is what's happening, is that through these heinous laws, and you see when these laws come before our Congress to pass, I mean, there are thousands of pages, sometimes over 1,000, sometimes 2,000 or 3,000 pages. Who writes all that stuff? In my opinion, Most of the time, it's bureaucrats who put in all kinds of pork barrel projects that are not beneficial to the greater majority of the people of this nation. And it's really insidious. It's an insidious thing. So when we prayed earlier for the removal of people at the federal level who shouldn't be there or who are corrupt, a lot of the corruption is within the bureaucracy that just gets established, and the same people are in these positions of the bureaucracy through many administrations. That's what we have to realize. And they get their job, and you can't get rid of them, or it's very difficult to get rid of them because they become insiders, and they know the system, they know how it works, and the corruption is so widespread and so far-reaching that it is difficult to buck that system because they wield this temporal power, right? So what we require is divine power to go in there and dissolve the temporal power of those in positions of authority who should not be wielding this power in writing these laws, these voluminous laws that are, it's like the legalese of hell. That's what Almarian said. It's the legalese of hell. And they insert in fine print all this stuff that is absolutely antithetical to what this nation was founded upon, its principles and values, what we as initiates desire to see for the freedom and the enlightenment of every man, woman, and child. There are laws on the books that are absolutely unrighteous and illogical and literally just stupid. And if people knew what these bureaucrats put into these laws, and they always name them something that seems nice to pass, right? What's the recent one? The Inflation Reduction Act, which will not reduce inflation. It sounds great. The Inflation Reduction Act.
How are unelected bureaucrats controlling our government? Well, Elmoria put it pretty succinctly. We've got a lot of unelected bureaucrats, and one of the biggest problems that we've been seeing in the news lately is the level of corruption at the FBI, the CIA, and the ATF. And even in our Homeland Security, and there are 17 different intelligence agencies. And I dare any of you to name them all. I certainly can't. And most of those people are appointed to their positions. They are not elected by we the people. They are given their positions by people in power in the government, most of them in the executive branch. So that kind of stuff is kind of out of our hands. So pray for divine leadership and for the exposure of these fallen ones who desire power but don't desire what's in the best interest of America. I pray regularly for the full restoration of our constitutional republic and for the protection of our Bill of Rights, our four sacred freedoms, that they be honored and respected by all people in positions of authority, and from the federal, state, down to the local levels, that we incorporate divine principles in all levels of government. So I urge you to join me in praying for that so we can help turn this around. So let us continue now with Elmoria's heart stream.
Look at the details, Elmoria says. And so it requires a lot of people who are willing to do the, quote, dirty work, like one of my favorites is an organization called Judicial Watch. And they are awesome. Tom Fitton, I believe, is the head of it, the head attorney and the founder of the president. And He goes after stuff and files all the time for Freedom of Information filings, you know, suits, so to speak, to get information which should be available for the public, which the bureaucracy tries to hide from the public, right? If our government is to be for, of, and by the people, for, of, and by the people, it should be completely transparent. And then, through transparency, we can see what's really happening, we can know what's going on, and then we can make our choices, whatever our level of understanding is. And so this prayer vigil is dedicated partly because at the autumnal equinox, it is a time of harvesting, right? And we as individuals and we as a nation are harvesting what we planted in the spring. And so unfortunately, what we're seeing now is the harvesting of darkness, the harvesting of illusion, the harvesting of that which is not supportive of freedom and true liberty and righteousness. And so we have to speak up. And we as initiates speak up primarily through our prayers and our services, and also occasionally directly to our representatives and getting involved at the local level. So thank you, Sharon, because you hit on all of the wonderful major points that we as initiates must consider as we take control of our government. You know, we are the government, and we lose sight of this. We keep on saying they. You know, they are doing this. They are doing this. Yet we, as voting citizens, are allowing it by voting in people who supposedly are supposed to represent us, who may have their own agendas. How many politicians in D.C. get rich while they're in D.C., and they come out of D.C. as millionaires? How do they do that? Well, through the corrupt system and through the moneyed interests and those who bargain for their souls or their soul essence or their votes. And these PACs and also these influencers, the dark influencers, are the insidious ones who we have to go after. And so when we made those calls for the Elohim to come, the great cosmic beings, to remove those who should not be there because of their corruption, it wasn't just the elected officials. It was many, many who are influencing them, the lobbyists who are working on behalf of international corporations, working on behalf of institutions that are as old as evil is old, who are wielding that money as influence to project their ways through Congress and through the system, and now especially through the executive branch, toward their ends, which are typically dark ends. To go after the seed of this, El Morya says, is important, because when you work at the roots, then you can uproot the darkness. But if you work at the level that's above the ground, you can't always get to the core of the issue. So we as initiates have to work at the core level and at the root of the problem and uproot it and shake out those roots. It's like when Mona and I weed, and when many of you weed, you know, if you weed just pulling up what's above the surface, it's going to grow right back many times, right? You have to get down and dirty and dig and have gloves on and use your little shovels and spades and other implements, and you have to get the whole root out. And even then, sometimes it's hard because they've spread so much underground.
And now our final question, how can we uproot the darkness in our government? Lenore, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Hooray. go ahead.
Okay. David has said, in our heart center, we don't judge, we love. So that's our challenge and commission, to reconcile what we see in the world that we don't appreciate and follow our highest calling to live in non-duality and the unity field of beingness. Sometimes the masters call out individuals who are committing dark deeds in our world or in our government. Sometimes we work on situations in our prayer work that require a resolution or a change of some sort. Yet we have to remain free of judgment even so. To me, that is the greatest challenge. We don't know everything about a soul, and no matter how much we think we do, we're still admonished not to judge. So what can we do to uproot evil in our government? We've talked about the things that we can do at the physical level and the local level and bringing in new people and committed to this country and our light bearers working for the light. And then from the spiritual perspective, we could go about it like this, for example. We begin and end with truth and perfect vision, calling for the truth to be revealed and people to be awakened to the truth of what's going on in our government. We have to wake up before we lose what our founding fathers and mothers established for our nation. Next, we can choose to call into action the Elohim. The Straya and Purity would be perfect to go to the roots, the cause and core of what we're working on, and encircle it with their circle and sword of blue flames and blue fire, white fire light. That's very powerful. Hercules could also be called in to assist. We probably would desire to call upon Arcturus and Victoria for a great action, an Elohimic action of the violet flame into it all to burn up and transmute the darkness that's been loosed. Of course, there are other great beings of light who are all willing to and able to assist in this as well. And when that's been accomplished many times over, in a continuing action of our co-creative work, then we replace it all with what we desire to see instead. We can continue the visualizations we've had during our prayer work, during our time of meditation. We with God, God is the doer, we replace the darkness with light. We hold that in our hearts, in our higher minds, our higher self, and continue to do that so that we can be a vessel for it to come into manifestation in our outer world. The masters tell us they require us to do that, to be that, in order to bring what already exists in the heaven world, the etheric plane, into this world. That's where meditation comes into play. We become more and more this pure vessel and access this higher reality. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lenore. Yeah, that's totally the way to go about it. One of the best prayers that I found that's written in that vein is call sheet 12, the 12 labors of Hercules, because that has everything framed in conscious language about how we would like the earth to be. And we can use that same type of language when referring to America or to our town or our state or whatever, and write our own calls. There are 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America. I don't know all of who they are by name, but we can call to that group to take command in any situation that is brought to our attention that we believe needs help. But by all means, pray, pray, pray. It says in the Bible to pray without ceasing. So let every pulse be a prayer as we hold the vision of our constitutional republic and God's divine will for this nation and her people. Wonderful. Well, we're going to go on with the heart stream now.
So during this event, we are going for the roots. We are going for the causes and cores of these issues and spiritually wrestling with and these harbingers of darkness and evil and those in positions of power who do not desire to relinquish it because they like their power, they like their money, they're greedy. And Almoy is putting his attention now upon one individual. And I realize, you know, the masters typically don't name names. But this individual is a Republican, and it's Mitch McConnell. And he's saying that he's right at the apex of those who the masters would like to have removed because he is fostering situations and legislation that is not godly and enabling the dark ones to basically commit treason against this nation. Many of these individuals are actually committing treason against the founding principles and values of our nation. And they would not, of course, call it that, but the Master's saying they are treasonous creatures of hell who have inveigled themselves in the swamp in D.C. And their time is not quite up, many of them, but it will be up. And we have to call forth the light of cosmic justice and jurisprudence to counteract it and to deal with it. So I would like to sing I Am God Free so that we can be free of these individuals. 70.022 has a song, I Am God Free. Beloved God Free, we give you the authority through the singing of this song and this prayer to act in Washington, D.C. to root out from beneath the earth and completely those who work for the darkness, those who are corrupt, those who have been compromised by the powers that be and evil spirits. We demand and command in the name of the Christ that in accordance with God's holy will, they be removed from the scene and that the righteous, divinely inspired leaders emerge, like Rand Paul, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Josh Hawley, and others who have the best interests of their constituents in mind and heart and in will to work for God's holy will, wisdom, and love in the earth for America and the world. This we accept, and you just say, I, if you agree. Okay, let's sing the song, I Am God Free.
Since we're having such challenges with our equipment and everything, it's really hard to play the songs. So instead of singing I Am God Free, I'm going to give call sheet 20, Lotus's call for Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and the U.S. So I'm going to go ahead and read this prayer now, and you can just tune in energetically with me as we direct our energy into our government wherever it is most needed. So I'm going to give that call now, CS20. In the name I Am That I Am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, beloved Lotus and Godfrey, Saint Germain and Portia, Cyclopea and Virginia, the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, El Moria, Divine Director, I pray. Let the swamp of the lesser consciousness of those who have been impacted by and deceived by the moneyed interests of darkness be bound, transmuted, and gone forevermore, so that America may fulfill her divine destiny. O violet fire angels, drain that swamp with the violet fire. Drain that swamp with the violet fire. Drain that swamp with the violet fire now and evermore. We see an action of sacred fire within Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and the environs, exposing the dark deeds of the dark ones. We see greater and greater awareness of the truth manifesting in the American people through the alternative media. Expose them now, O Cyclopea and Virginia. Expose them now unto every man, woman, and child, every citizen of this nation. We see the eternal light of the presence descended and the victory secured. We see the light of freedom restored to our nation. America is fulfilling her divine destiny. Amen. So be it. And thus endeth the heart stream. Thank you very much for being with us tonight.